Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and there's a new Ye interview coming out later tonight in a few hours. It's currently 1 p.m. Central Time, and in like 7 hours, 7.5 hours, we're going to get this new Ye interview with ABC News. You can see photos of Ye has the details here in a couple of the clips. So if you want to catch the clips early, go ahead and go to photos of Kanye on Instagram. But clips from Ye's interview on Good Morning America this morning. Catch more of his interview tonight on ABC News at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the 30-minute special Nightline, a conversation with Ye tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern and later on Hulu. So got the Browns and Ye interview dropping tonight. Perfect. What a night for watching things. But it's a 30-minute interview, and there are clips that are floating around. So one of the headlines is Ye talking about co-parenting, fatherhood, Donda Academy, and more. So we're going to go through this article real fast as a bit of a primer. And then, of course, when the interview comes out, we'll have a full conversation about some of the topics on the interview. So Ye said he has new respect for ex-wife Kim Kardashian and felt sorrow for causing stress in the relationship since Kardashian filed for divorce in February 2021. This is the mother of my children, and I apologize for any stress that I have caused, even in my frustration, because God calls me to be stronger. Ye, the recording artist and entrepreneur, formerly known as Kanye West, every article, said in an exclusive morning interview that aired Thursday on Good Morning America, I need this person to be less stressed and of the best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children at the end of the day. In a wide-ranging interview that covered Donda Academy, a school he started in California, to his plans to once again run for president, Ye repeatedly circled back to the responsibility that he has as a celebrity and his insistence that he have a say in the future of the four children he fathered with a global social media and reality TV star. As a dad and as a Christian, and I have a right to have a voice on what my kids are wearing, what they're watching, what they're eating, he said, I have a platform where I get to say what so many dads can't say out loud, which is something that we've heard Ye talk about a number of times over the years. I mean, in the last 2 years since the divorce, but just saying he has a platform, he's going to be able to speak on things and not just be silenced. He's compared it to his dad, Ray, a lot, where when Donda and Ray divorced and Donda got this job in Chicago and took Ye all the way to Chicago, Ray didn't really have a say in the situation. And Ye talked about the way in which that's altered forever the relationship that he would have with his dad. And it seems to be something that he's been repairing over the years. I remember the Closed on Sunday music video that came out. At the end of it, he said it took me, or the Follow God music video, that makes more sense. He said at the end of it, it took me 41 years to figure out that my dad's my best friend. But he has made a connection directly between his dad not having a voice and the relationship and delayed relationship that he had with his dad as a teen, as an adult over the years. So him speaking out is coming from this personal experience of wanting to say what I could imagine he hoped that his dad would say over the years and in that time. So we have that, and you can see relationship with his children. Ye said he absolutely wants his children to attend Donda Academy, a gospel school he created named after Donda West, his late mother, who chaired the Department of English, Communications, Media Arts, and Theater at Chicago State University in Chicago's South Side. She died in 2007. I'm their dad. It has to be co-parenting. It's not up to only the woman. Men have a choice also. Men's voices matter, he said. The private school, which Ye said was originally named the Yeezy Christian Academy, is located in Simi Valley, California. According to the school's website, the academy's mission is to help students learn fundamentals, grow in their faith, and experience 2 enrichment classes. Ye said the school gives kids practical tools that they need in a world post the iPhone being created. He said the school is in its 3rd year and he has an enrollment of 82 students. Yeah, there were just random videos from 2020 of all the kids in the blue shirts attending what seemed to be like a spillover house that Ye had. It wasn't the Calabasas like main home that we see the family at, but it seemed to be like a secondary place, and kids would gather there. They'd wear the blue Yeezy Christian Academy shirts, and there's a big emphasis on creativity and farming, like horticulture. You could see plants that they were growing on the campus at the time, and it seemed like something that was pretty nice during COVID as well, as schools weren't officially open. It was a place for kids to kind of be around one another and be receiving some sort of education. But then last year it pivoted to Donda Academy, and we weren't sure. There was just the Doves basketball team, but this year we've seen the actual classes that are happening, and I'm pretty sure Ye posted a video the other day that showed North at the school. So many schools are made to set kids up for industries that don't even matter anymore, he said, pointing out that the focus areas of the schools is on practical skills, such as engineering, computer programming, and farming. He added that school has tutors who focus on specific areas and could actually turn your kids into, like, geniuses. And if your kids are geniuses, they're three grade levels ahead, he added. Ye told if your kids are geniuses and at his school, they're more advanced than what they'd be at, like, another local or private school. Ye told ABC News he hired a female basketball coach to help improve the skills of North, his 9-year-old daughter. He also helps coach North every morning, he said. The effort, Ye added, showed dramatic results. She trained every day, and I really stayed on her, and when she came back, she had the confidence, he said. And then exiting the Gap. Ye, who created the fashion brand Yeezy, also addressed the dissolving of his partnership with the Gap. Last week, Ye sent the Gap a letter terminating the 10-year partnership, saying the clothing retailer breached its contract to sell his Yeezy Gap line of apparel. Ye said he plans to open his own line of stores simply called YZY. So Yeezy, but the shortened version. Mark Breitbard, Gap brand president and CEO, said the company and West are not aligned in how they work together, according to a memo sent to employees and a review by the Wall Street Journal. Simply put, while we share a vision of how we work together to deliver this vision is not aligned, Breitbard wrote, according to the Journal. What a clunky sentence. You already said that it was sent to employees and review by the Wall Street Journal. You just need the quote and Breitbard wrote. Or not even like Breitbart wrote, Yardi. Okay. In addition to criticizing the Gap, Ye has recently criticized Adidas, a retailer that carries his apparel. Ye has been working with the athletic brand since their partnership was announced in 2016, but lashed out at Adidas when the brand released its Adelite 22 sandals, which resemble Ye's Yeezy slides. Ye called their footwear a fake Yeezy. It was all kinds of disregard for the voice of something that I co-created. I co-created the product at Adidas. I co-created the product at Gap, Ye said. That means that I was there for some specific agenda, not for Yeezy Gap to be everything that it could be, or this dream that I had about what the Gap could be, he said. It's time for me to make my own thing. Which you could kind of see the way that these things are aligned, right? He talked about co-creating at Adidas, co-creating at Gap. And then with his kids, like, he co-created the kids. And in all three of these relationships, he's feeling like he's not having a say in what's happening. With Adidas, with Gap, we heard him talk about Adidas putting out shoes without his permission, naming them, the colors of them, and then even stealing the ideas that he's had and putting that in their own models that cuts him out of the revenue process completely. And feeling very disrespected there. With Gap, he has no say on the pricing. He has no say on when things are released. They were supposed to open like a brick and mortar store, and they didn't. They were supposed to have more clothing in stores, and they hadn't. So there are these other parts of the relationship that are supposed to be give and take that he didn't feel like were being fulfilled. And the stress of those things, you can imagine spilling over then into not having a say on what's happening with where his kids are going to school, some of their day-to-day life, and all of these things kind of happening all at the same time, which would be very stressful and might explain a lot of what was going on earlier in the year without us even realizing the Adidas and the Gap strain that was happening. So as that's kind of come to the forefront, we've seen a lot of the tension between he and Kim kind of lower down over the last few months. I mean, there was the week that it kind of ratcheted back up, but It seems like maybe there was increased frustration from these other sources that were then causing increased frustration in this other area of his life. So Adidas chief executive Kasper Rorsted said in August that West was probably the most important partner the company had, according to the Wall Street Journal. So it's all just Wall Street Journal information. Adidas is trying to find a path toward continuing the partnership, the paper reported. Since his ongoing battle with Adidas, Ye said he's determined to learn more about what goes on behind the scenes of his brand. "We had to level up," Ye said. "Really show him who's the new boss in town, that I'm the boss of me. I'm no longer just the man riding atop the polo horse. I'm not just a mascot in the middle of the games, getting the crowd hyped up, saying, hey, wear this, do this, but you know, just learn financial engineering, learn how to really run a company," which is fair. The man up top, the polo horse, Ralph Lauren polo, the logo that you see, like making that comparison, but then just saying he's not just the celebrity partner. He's not just the person saying, hey, buy this. The way that you can imagine maybe Jordan was for a long time, or a lot of athletes or musicians, artists that do these partnerships, they're usually brought in as this kind of mascot where you're trading in on the cash that they have with the audience to sell the product. But Ye's saying like, no, I need to run this as a company and a business, because that's exactly what this is. It's my company, it's my business, and I need to get things in order to where I'm not being taken advantage of and where I have a voice and a say. Ye added that he plans to move forward with an October 3rd fashion show in Paris that was initially planned in conjunction with The Gap. He secured a new producer for the event, he said via Instagram. I only saw that he said that he couldn't find a producer for the events, but maybe he had a post and I just missed it where he said he found a producer. He wiped his Instagram recently, so I'll have to check the archives. But we had speculated in the video where we went over him saying that he couldn't find a producer that maybe it was something that it was supposed to be a Gap fashion show, and that's the reason why all of these production places weren't agreeing to do it, because Gap wasn't giving the okay, and since they are a co-parent in this situation, both have to give the okay. And Ye was pretty frustrated with that, but it seems that they've probably worked things out, especially because new Yeezy Gap just dropped like an hour ago, which we'll have another video on that. But today, Yeezy Gap, engineered by Balenciaga, announced a new line of outerwear. Okay, so it's right there. And knitwear, which will be made available online. That's also something that we had a video. It was on the Gap website just a few days ago, and we speculated it was going to be released soon since it was already populating in the Gap website. But if you clicked, it wasn't actually letting you buy it, but now it's available to buy. Yeezy Gap, engineered by Balenciaga, also announced that Yeezy Gap will be available at stores outside of the U.S. for the first time at Gap's Tokyo and Shanghai flagship stores. That's cool. Potentially another presidential run. In November 2020, Ye conceded his run for president. He had loaned $6.8 million to his 2020 presidential committee, essentially self-funding his campaign during the first month and a half of his run, according to a Federal Election Commission disclosure filing. He said he absolutely plans to run for president again, but did not specify when. "That time wasn't in God's time," he said. Ye said he's often misunderstood because of his adamancy for his Christian faith, which drives him to perform Sunday service with a gospel choir at different locations around the U.S. He said he's a radical for wanting to promote the idea of family, the idea of God, the idea of protecting your children's innocence for as long as possible. "When you remove the love and fear of God, you open up the love and fear of everything else," which I think we've heard him say that line before as well. And it's easier to have sheep when people don't have God. It's easier to control the people if people are not controlled by God, because then they can be controlled by how many likes they have or whatever's happening on their TikTok or how much money or the perception that people have. But we only have one audience here, and that audience is God, and he's watching us at all times, he said. He's got my back. Okay. So that's all of that. And you can see Lindsay Davis reporting tonight, 8:30 p.m. stream on Hulu. So the full interview is going to come out with much more quotes and context, but this seems to be the shape of the interview, are these like talking points. So we're getting a little teaser of it, but we'll come back with some reactions later tonight or tomorrow, but look forward to that dropping, and now to make a video about the new Yeezy Gap products. So until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.